Muchas gracias, presidente. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me try and address the questions that have been raised in a chronological order. So from what I understood, the European Union mentioned or rather asked to clarify a bit more why the share of Africa has been going down, what are the reasons behind that, and whether we can provide some more information on that. During my presentation, I already alluded to the fact that Assicura has been the expenditures in 2023 and previous years as well have been more or less, well, skewing the picture in terms of shares of the regions. And actually, if you take out the expenditures for Assicura, you get a slightly different picture, where Africa has a bigger share than Asia and Oceania. And this is due, as I said, that there have been quite a few very big Assicura projects in the last few years in the Asia and Oceania region, which explain this. Now, then also, I mean, as you know, UNCTAD, almost all UNCTAD's resources for technical cooperation are very tightly earmarked, either by the donors or by other sources of funding. So it is not as if the UNCTAD Secretariat has much leeway to, or any leeway for that matter, to switch from one region to another. But the point is very well taken, and I think we can discuss we can first of all discuss the data more in detail, and we can also look into possibilities of addressing the actual expenditures going down in Africa. On the questions raised by Peru, yes, indeed, some products have or technical cooperation programs have very low percentages in terms of shares in the overall expenditure of UNCTAD's technical cooperation. Now, this is due to that we have very big technical cooperation programs, but also very small ones, which may be have only a few projects. And there may be several reasons for that. One is the fundraising capabilities, but also the nature of the programs themselves. Assicura projects, they are very expensive. They are, in many cases, 1 million, 2 million, even 3 million US dollars high. Whereas other projects don't need, other TC programs, they don't need that much money. With 60,000 or 100,000 US dollars, you can already implement a capacity building workshop for investment policy reviews, for example. So that's I think, a reason that explains that some products have very low shares. Then, in terms of the requests for technical cooperation and the percentage of those requests that where we have not yet been able to raise funding, I'll be happy to provide that statistics to you. I'll dig it out and share it with you. In terms of the percentage of expenditure devoted to technical cooperation, I'm not quite sure I understood that question, because all the figures that I presented were figures representing technical cooperation. So when we talk about the figures that we presented, for example, the 50 million that we received in terms of contribution, they were all contributions for UNCTAD's technical cooperation program. Maybe I misunderstood your question, but that is what I can come up with now. And finally, on the questions raised by the chair, the public sector and private sector category, it might seem a bit strange to put them all, both of these, into one category. But when we say public sector, what we mean by that is more NGOs and so private sector, I think, is quite clear, but the public sector does not include governments, but rather other other kind of non-private entities, but also not non-government entities. I'll come back to you with more explanations on this. And in terms of the addendum 2 and these columns that you mentioned, indeed, it is possible to have expenditures in 1 year, but no income in that year or even the previous year, because we have multi-year projects and you may have received the funds, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, but you are still implementing those funds or implementing the projects financed with those funds 4 or 5 years later. So that's, I think, why you see those apparent contradictions. And I think I've addressed all the questions. So thank you.